Today's my birthday, and as you know, giving and receiving are one. And so today's episode, I'm going to give this first overview of a new course that's free for everyone. If you'd like to access it, click the link below in the description. Happy birthday. Enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential. This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook. These are the four core principles that are essential for this course. Number one, gratitude. Two, empathy or forgiveness. Three, accountability. And four, effective communication, known as inspiration. I tell people all the time, if you want to change your life, change your employee's life, your family life, it's very simple. Two words, say thank you. Say thank you before you go to bed, and say thank you when you wake up. And I guarantee you, if you can do that for 30 straight days, your life will change for the better. I promise you. I get thousands of emails. I have studied physics, quantum physics, and metaphysics. I have not found any great truth from studying those great sciences, except for one thing. Gratitude works. Simply say thank you. Raise your hand if you think you can say thank you for 30 straight days. Yeah. Most people raise their hands. I've been in front of thousands of people, and they all raise their hands. The saddest thing for me is by tonight, half of you won't say thank you. I've given you the biggest, simplest gift to change your life, and we're so far in our way that half of you won't say thank you tonight, and by tomorrow morning, another half of you won't say thank you, and within 3 days, almost all of us will not say thank you. It is so difficult. It's so difficult to do something every single day that I was still on stage teaching this, and it actually took me 9 months before I said thank you, before I went to bed, and before I woke up every single day for 30 straight days. Try it. That's how hard it is, but it will change your life. The second thing that I took stock in was empathy. Now, empathy was a little bit confusing because most people confuse empathy with sympathy. Right? But I'm here to tell you, you cannot feel bad enough for someone to make them feel good. You cannot be poor enough to make someone rich. You cannot be sick enough to make somebody well. Empathy to me was much more powerful. Empathy was forgiveness. And I learned that you only had one person to forgive, yourself, because you can't give what you don't have. You can't give what you don't have. If you do not forgive yourself, you cannot forgive others. In fact, when I started my company with Warren Moon, Sports One Marketing, being the sales guy I am, I came up with my mission statement. And it was about a paragraph of mission statement. I coalesce the vapors of human existence in order to create a viable and logical... And Warren's looking at me puzzled. I nicknamed Warren QB1 Kenobi because he's so wise. So he asked me, Dave, what the F does this mean? I was like, well, you know, this part here means I want to create abundance. I want to make a lot of money because I can't give what I don't have. And so I want to make a lot of money so I can help people. He said, then why don't you just say that? Make a lot of money. And he says, okay, and you want to use that money? Why? Not for myself. I have everything I've ever needed. It's to help people. I want to help people. I want to help all the people closest and farthest away from me. I want to have an impact in helping and being of service. He said, okay, help people. And we work in sports and entertainment, so I want to have fun. So our mission statements, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. Forgiveness is the exact same way. You got to forgive yourself. If you forgive yourself, others cannot attack you. The third thing that I learned at an early age, it was accountability. I was in a state of blame, shame, and justification. I was blaming everybody for what was going on, justifying everything I did. I was living, as my mom used to say, below the line. Accountability is the most freeing thing in the world. To be accountable gives you complete control of everything. Now, as a lawyer, I always got confused about accountability, so I would ask my mom, Mom, if I'm stopped at a stop sign and someone comes and smashes into the back of me, how am I accountable? How am I accountable? There's no way. What did I do? I'm stopped at the stop sign. She said, you don't get it. That's liability. If you get crashed in from behind, you should still call your insurance company. Definitely don't sit in front of a judge and say, oh, I'm accountable. But the difference between liability and accountability are two questions. Number one, what did I do to attract this into my life? And two, what am I supposed to learn from it? Everything became a lesson. All those lessons are miracles. And you only get those miracles through accountability. And then finally, the fourth thing was effective communication. I had lived an inspired life. I had not only been consistent every day, persistent without quit, in the pursuit of my potential, whether it was football, medicine, law, money, family, whatever it was, but I lived an inspired life. Not only could I communicate and connect emotionally to people, because people buy on emotion for logical reasons, but I could connect emotionally to that which inspired me. And what I learned happiness was, as I went through these four things, gratitude, empathy, accountability, and effective communication, what I truly learned was that an inspired life in connection was a true life, and the truth vibrated the fastest. And that if I could stay and live an inspired life, then I could inspire others to inspire others.
This course is going to teach you how to not create interference or corrosion to that great connection. Not only how to suck in all that source of power, light, and knowledge, but also allow it to come through you with appreciation, adding value to give to others that same source of inspiration. These four values, gratitude, empathy, accountability, and effective communication and inspiration, will lead you into a higher vibration or frequency and allow you to be more aware of how we can impact others to be happy. Hope you enjoyed this episode of the Playbook, but more importantly, I want you to join my text community. I'm doing a lot of fun things there, one-on-one conversations, trainings, giveaways, and it's the first place I release all the information that I'm giving. So join me at my text platform, 949-298-2905. That's 949-298-2905. Join my exclusive community.